Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including AI resurrections for coping with loss, OpenAI's new emotionally aware ChatGPT, China's groundbreaking light-based AI system, and self-driving labs accelerating material discovery. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into the AI revolution that's reshaping our world. From digital resurrections to emotionally aware chatbots, from light-based AI to self-driving labs, we're crossing thresholds that most of us couldn't even fathom just a few years ago. So, buckle up, listeners. It's time to expand our minds and explore what's possible in this brave, new, AI-driven world. Our first story today might sound like it's straight out of a sci-fi novel, but it's very much a reality. AI technology now allows people to have conversations with digital versions of deceased loved ones. Projects like Replica and Eternos are creating AI interactions that mimic the personalities of the departed using data from text messages and other digital footprints. Now, you might be thinking, talking to the dead? That's a bit creepy, isn't it? But hold on to your seance candles, folks, because I'm actually a big fan of this use case. Let me share a personal story. My grandfather passed away in 2015 at the ripe old age of 95. At his 90th birthday party, we spent 2 hours recording him telling stories from his life on an old iPhone. That phone is long gone now, and so is the recording. But the reason we did that was to try and preserve his stories in his voice for future generations. This new AI technology allows us to do exactly that, but in a way that's eternal and interactive. It's not just about preserving memories for one generation, it's about creating a legacy that can span multiple generations. And hey, there's a reason you're listening to this voice on this podcast right now. Wink, wink. But before we all rush to resurrect our digital doppelgangers, let's consider the ethical implications. How would you feel if your data was used to create an AI version of you without your consent? It's like writing your autobiography only to find out someone else published it under your name and added a few chapters you don't remember living. Privacy concerns are another big issue. These AI resurrections require vast amounts of personal data. And we all know how well the internet handles our personal information, right? It's like entrusting your diary to a gossip columnist. You never know where your secrets might end up. Moving on to our next story, OpenAI has recently launched a new voice mode for ChatGPT that can understand emotions and respond in real time. It's like having a therapist in your pocket, except this one never gets tired of listening to your problems and won't charge you $200 an hour. Now, I know what you're thinking. Are we heading towards a her scenario where we all fall in love with our AI assistants? Well, not quite. But this technology could actually solve a huge human problem that exists today. Loneliness. AI as companionship, while it may seem like an episode of Black Mirror, could be a real and meaningful solution for many people. Think about elderly folks with no family or friends who spend 90% of their time alone, or people struggling with anxiety and depression. This technology could provide a form of connection and support that wasn't possible before. But here's the catch. No matter how charming ChatGPT becomes, it's not going to remember your birthday or bring you soup when you're sick. So let's not throw away our human relationships just yet, okay? Now, let's shed some light on our next story. Literally. Scientists from Tsinghua University in Beijing have developed Taichi 2, a groundbreaking AI training system that runs entirely on light. It's like they've figured out how to make AI work at the speed of light, because, well, it is. This optical chip offers significantly higher efficiency compared to traditional AI systems. consuming much less energy. It's so efficient, it makes other chips look like they're running on hamster wheels powered by very lazy hamsters. The real-world benefits of this technology are impressive. It boosts the training speed of optical networks and improves the accuracy of classification tasks by 40%. In low-light conditions, its energy efficiency increases by 6 orders of magnitude. That's like going from a birthday candle to the sun in terms of efficiency. Speaking of heat, let's dive into our next story. An American firm called Equinix has come up with a way to heat the swimming pool at the Paris Olympics using excess heat from their data centers. Talk about making a splash in sustainable technology. But why stop at Olympic pools? I can think of a few more creative uses for all that excess heat. Imagine urban heating systems powered by AI, keeping entire cities warm in the winter. Or how about using it for greenhouses, allowing us to grow fresh produce year-round in any climate? We could even use it for aquaculture and fisheries, creating perfect conditions for raising fish without harming natural ecosystems. The possibilities are as endless as the heat these data centers produce. Now, let's switch gears from pools to national security. Palantir Technologies has joined forces with Microsoft to improve AI tools for U.S. defense and intelligence communities. It's like the Avengers of the tech world have assembled, but instead of fighting Thanos, they're battling inefficiency and outdated systems. This partnership can revolutionize how defense agencies handle data and make decisions. By using AI, they can process large amounts of data quickly, making operations safer and more efficient. It's like giving the entire Defense Department a turbocharged brain. Let's just hope they remember to use it wisely. Lastly, let's talk about self-driving labs. These labs blend robotics and artificial intelligence to speed up material discovery. They can automate experiments and analyze data, enhancing productivity. It's like having a team of tireless robot scientists working 24/7, fueled by nothing but electricity and the thrill of discovery. Self-driving labs can cut the time to develop new materials from years to just months. This is crucial for industries like space exploration, medicine, and clean energy. Faster discoveries mean quicker technological advancements that can better our everyday lives. Now, if I could fast-track the development of any futuristic material, you know what I'd choose? A 10-inch tungsten cube that doesn't weigh 7,000 pounds. Why, you ask? Well, why not? In a world of self-driving labs and light-based AI, why shouldn't we have impossibly light heavy metals? Dream big, folks. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to consider the bigger picture. We're living in a time of unprecedented technological advancement. From talking to our departed loved ones to heating Olympic pools with computer heat, from light-based AI to self-driving labs, the future isn't just coming, it's already here, knocking on our door and asking if we have a moment to talk about our Lord and Savior, artificial intelligence. The most important takeaway from all of this, we need to start expanding our minds to what's possible. We're crossing thresholds that most of us couldn't fathom just 5 to 10 years ago. The key to thriving in this new world is staying informed about these cutting-edge developments and considering how they might impact our lives, our work, and our society as a whole. So here's your challenge for this week. Try using an AI writing assistant for a day. Notice how it changes your workflow and share your experiences in our Firebrain AI community. Who knows, you might just find your own digital Shakespeare. Stay curious, stay informed, and don't forget to join our free school community to learn more about practically integrating AI into your business and daily life. Until next time, this is the Daily Ember, keeping you fired up about the world of AI. And remember, in the race between human and artificial intelligence, the real winner is the one who learns how to collaborate with both. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.